press conference this morning at the launch of the Judicial Appointments Bill, which was published by Deputy Shane Ross, and will be debated in the Dáil tomorrow. And at that press conference, the question was asked, do we believe that the Minister's position is untenable? And we do, and I do think that Minister Shatter will have to consider his position and should resign.
What is at the core of this? Is it about accountability? Is it about transparency? Is it about the truth?
It is. It's about all those things, Greg. And over the last number of weeks, Minister Shatter has been involved in a number of very serious controversies, and he has done nothing himself to aid the clearing up of those controversies. In fact, his contributions in the Dáil and at Oireachtas committees have only served to muddy the waters further. And I think that the Minister's position is completely untenable in light of that. And then yesterday we had a dossier of very serious allegations handed over to the Taoiseach, which the Minister was aware of since 2012 and had failed completely to act on. So I think in order to restore public confidence, we do need this Minister to resign.
If that were to happen, if some were to replace him, another mechanism, though, is needed, is it not, to get to the bottom of all of these issues?
Yes, we need a full independent judicial inquiry under the 2004 Inquiries Act to open up all these investigations and to get to the bottom of them completely. We also need to see the Garda Síochána Síochána Act amended to give the GSOC the full powers to investigate the Garda Síochána and also to allow members of the Garda Síochána to come forward to them with whistleblowing events.